Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to.
Let's go! Sam Hunt is arguably New Zealand's best known poet, helped along by his irreverence, his rock star stylings, and his iconic delivery, he's become a household name. His recent collaboration with David Kilgour on the album Falling Debris has sparked my long-held interest in tracking down some of his earlier musical collaborations. The earliest and the rarest is an album he put out in 1972 with Mammal called Beware the Man. That album is almost impossible to find now, and when it does come up for sale on the internet, it goes for hundreds and hundreds of dollars. But now, thanks to Tony Backhouse, a songwriter, keyboardist and guitarist with Mammal, I've managed to track down a digital rip from the original vinyl. Many of the tracks on that album feature Hunt reading his poems, which are then followed by musical interpretations. Others have the words of Hunt's poems used as the lyrics of the songs, but the most interesting are the ones where Hunt's delivery and the music come together, like this one, Sandshoe Shuffle.
I don't know where I walked, how many faces I kicked. All I know now, I'm sorry, babe, sorry I somehow missed.
The boy out there, he says he's sorry too. I think he should still be through. So honey, when you can, give me your time. I'll give you a rhyme, I'll say I'm sorry too.
So honey, will you give me your time? He'll give you a rhyme. He says he's sorry too. He'll do the Sandshoe Shuffle for you.
Some groping around this room, two men, they're groping around the moon. They're after peace, 2 cent piece, both give you a call in time.
But the same boy, he won't say goodbye. I guess he feels he can't get through. So honey, if you could loan me a dime, I'll ring you some time, or say I'm sorry too.
So honey, will you give him your time?
Make it sometime around midnight. Make sure you're somewhere about. Cause if you're not, well, woman, watch out. I'll do the Sandshoe Shuffle for you.
So honey, will you give him your time? He'll give you a rhyme. He says he's sorry too.
You can find out more about Mammal on a great website called New Zealand Music of the 60s, 70s and a bit of the 80s. I've put a link to it on countingthebeat.blogspot.com. Around 1980, Sam Hunt released an album of his poetry, but the next musical collaboration I've been able to track down didn't come along until 1999, when he worked with the Waratahs on 2 songs on the album One of Two Things. From that album, here he is on Cape Turn Again.
Cape Turn Again.
sky. No need to fight it, it's just that time to head out for Cape Town again. Sometimes you feel things, you don't know what they mean, so you gather up your thoughts, gather up your things.
After the quake last night, a rumble low in the gut of the South Taranaki by 6.3, turns out. I went to check his name again, Ruamoko, earthquake god. Not that a man dare answer back to a god like that, but stand his ground if he can, or fall, hugging her turning Mother Earth, turn with her in her pain. While deep underneath Ruamoko, making life difficult with all of these reminders of birth and of death, tossing them about like they don't really matter. Everybody's so mixed up, a man does not know one from the other. A quake last night, born again or dead again, doesn't really matter. What does, what is wise to know, is the gods by their name. Ruamoko is his. Pays, I think, to let him know. You know who he is.
In 2000, Hunt collaborated with contemporary composer Gareth Farr on a tribute album to another iconic New Zealand poet, James K. Baxter. The poem they worked on was The Ballad of Grady's Dream.
Concrete Grady said.
One blink, black night in June, concrete Grady sat between the knees of the pines with old Jack Flynn as mate. And through the harbour fog, the guts of Wellington glowed like a great morgue where even the cops had gone. I had a dream, said Grady. Flynn said, stuff your dream, I'd give my bollocks now for a bucket of steam. I had a dream, said Grady, when I slept in Mulligan's woodyard under a wad of roofing iron, I was a white bird. And then a gale caught me and threw me north, there was nothing left standing on the bare-arsed earth. I thought of a time in Crete when we jammed the Bren gun and the paratroops came over like washing on a line. And you remember, Jack, because you were there, we shot 12 prisoners in Imbros Village Square. Because the wind blew me to the door of a stone barn and the Nazi lads were sitting at a table playing cards. Sergeant, come, and they said, we've kept you a place. And when they turned, I saw the red-hot bone in each one's face. So I let the wind carry me out past Kapiti, in the belly of the storm above 1,000 miles of sea, till I came to a blind cliff that got no sun, deep as the cunning of hell and high as the trouble of man. There was one gap in it where only a bird could fly. I said the Hail Mary and threaded the needle's eye. And there in a green garden I saw the tramways band and a crowd of people walking with flagons in their hands. And on a bullock wagon, the host itself, its 7 nuns. And one of them had the face of Rose O'Rourke when she was young. You've struck it there, said Flynn, she'd be a bit of all right. But I'd give old Rose the go-by for a bottle of steam tonight.
You're listening to Counting the Beat. Like the rest of the world, I've jumped on the Twitter bandwagon. You can follow me at twitter.com/countingthebeat. In 2001, Sam Hunt released a single on Pagan Records. At the time, he gave interviews talking up the idea of recording a full album, perhaps collaborating with Pitch Black. Unfortunately, that was never to be, but the single is a good one, although sadly out of print. Here it is, Your Body Has No Floor.
Right, here we go, coming to it.
Your body has no floor for now.
You live outside the law.
Your body has no floor for now.
Take 2, 3, 4. Right, here we go, coming to it. 2, 3, 4. Right, coming to it.
Here we go.
Take 2, 3, 4.
Your body has no floor for now.
You live outside the law.
Your body has no floor for now.
Take 2, 3, 4.
Your body has no floor for now.
You live outside the law.
Your body has no floor for now.
Take 2, 3, 4.
Your body has no floor. That must be a lie. Maud Garn had sad hands. Angela's temper never opened doors. Your body has no floor.
I look for one daily, the darkness of the valley, the climb to your jaw. Your body has no flaw.
Here we go, take two.
The earth and sky, I witness birth, I pray at a bleeding door. Your body has no flaw, the black shag neither, nor the blue heron at prayer. You live outside the law, your body has no flaw. Buttocks, breast and thigh, curved ankles where I lie. Your calves, another shore, your body has no flaw.
Called. Very bushy person. Yeah. Okay, let's do it again then.
Your body has no flaw for now.
You live outside the law.
Your body has no flaw for now.
Take two, three, four.
Your body has no flaw for now.
You live outside the law.
Your body has no flaw.
Take four. Is that okay?
Hunt's most recent musical collaboration is, of course, the album with David Kilgour, Falling Debris. Hunt himself doesn't actually appear on any of the songs. His words are the lyrics which are sung by David Kilgour. The music is by Kilgour and his band, the Heavy Eights. It's fairly gentle and it gives room for you to hear the poetry, but it will appeal to fans of David Kilgour, amongst whom Hunt counts himself. From that album, here's the River Plateau song. Close, I have one more track from their album from 1972, Beware the Man, that Hunt put out with Mammal. This is Con the Man and Melissa.
His old man guts must rumble now, in love with her, not half his age. Her weekend young men come, his scourge, make love like he will never know.
The only love in my life's Dina, girl I met of 17, Melissa was her name.
It's Monday through to Friday when men must work 9 to 5. It's then the old man comes alive. So then he has her on her own.
We could have always stayed as friends. Sailing boats had not our fronds of love been turned to shame.
Monday through to Friday, with weekend pleasure launches snoring, nudging at their heavy moorings. It's then he has her on her own.
Twisted by a jealous few who fought with stories that I thought she was just easy game.
And many men like him are seen go through the heads, the fishing fleet, heading for where the shelf is flat. A fisherman, he had no son.
We never met again, and so I had no chance to let her know I loved her just the same.
This girl on land would easily be young enough to be his daughter, though. He brings his catch home to her through the harbour heads, across the bar.
To tell her that I loved her for herself. She needed nothing more, but she never came.
4 to 5 days every week, it's just like this. A lover's way, shacks on stilts right round the bay, loving and fishing is our work.
So now I've turned into a rum and brandy man. I'm 61, whom only death will tame.
The man buries himself deep in last week's news and reeks and dreams until he wakes. The girl he loves, loves younger men.
You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced for Waiheke Radio. On the Sam Hunt special, we heard his collaborations with Mammal, The Waratahs, Gareth Farr and David Kilgour. You'll find links, videos and more information on countingthebeat.blogspot.com. And now, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/countingthebeat.